Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 110. And this is a special edition. This is the 10th anniversary edition of me and Joan.
It's Radio Clash.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is episode 110. Yes, you heard me right. I've recorded 109 and have been waiting for Libsyn to sort of click round when I actually get to use more bandwidth. But I had to do this show at the moment because it's just coming up to just the start of March or the end of February to the 10th anniversary of me and John. We've been together 10 years, so I'm doing a special show, which is awful, of music that either reminds me of John or music that John likes. I did tell you the idea of actually getting him on the show, but I thought probably the best thing to do is just do a normal show about him. And you can see a picture if you go to the album art of the MP3, you can see a picture of him. So it's, yes, 10 years. Long time. Met many years ago at the King's Arms bar in Poland Street. I remember he was happily reading. I'd seen him there twice before, I think, at least two or three times before. I'd recognise him and thought, oh, he looks very hot, but he was always reading, so I didn't really approach him. And I thought, he's very nice, but you know how it is. You don't want to disturb people, and you just kind of think, oh, I'll just leave him alone. But the third time, he was actually there, and it was odd, because there was actually, like, he was one of three people I was interested at the bar, so I'd kind of almost planned a course to the door, going one strikeout, two strikeout, and I spoke to him, and he said to me, "You're very brave," and we got talking about computers, and I think I almost panicked after a half an hour, thinking, "What have I got myself in for?" And he made the point that we'd spent half an hour talking about computers and sex and drugs and music and all kinds of things, and to come back to his place. So and the rest is history. So I'm going to play a song that always reminds me of John. This is, I sort of knew about at the time, so this is way, way back. And apologies if you think this show is going to be a bit more mushy than you're used to. I'm trying not to make it too much like our tune by Simon, what's his name? Because I'm Simon Bates. Yes, Simon Bates. Remember him? No, I'd rather not. So I'm going to try and make it not too mushy. But if you offended by such things, then you better tune out now, because there's one rare occasion where I'm going to be. 10-year anniversaries don't come around every time, do they? So this is "Every Day I Write the Book" by Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
I think I fell in love with you. You said you'd stand by me in the middle. brighter, even in a perfect world where everyone was equal. I'd still own the film rights and be working on the sequel. I'm giving you a long look every day.
Thank you. jam jadi ko
jam rupa tapi jam ko
bala bala ya la pichem dire melodia la pichem jadi ko
jam rupa tapi jam ko
bala bala ya la pichem jadi ko
jam rupa tapi jam ko Jangan lupa, tapi jangan lupa.
Mlatini and the Mahalatella Queens with Pitseng Sikgolo. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm probably wrong. And then before that was Bjork, Hyper Ballad. And then before that, Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Every Day I Write the Book. I've chose the first tune for obvious reasons, will come apparent, because he is a... John's an academic, so it kind of works on many levels about the whole sort of quotations, and he's always got his nose in a book, including the time I met him, and actually not the time I met him, but neutrally. And I played the last song because, of course, from the age of 7 he grew up in South Africa, and I'm now going to tell a little brief bio of John, which is probably going to be not only embarrassing for him, but he's also, I'm probably going to get slightly wrong, and he's probably going to tell me off. He grew up in South Africa from the age of 7. He's actually born in Glasgow, on Soggy Hall Street, of all places. If anyone's from Glasgow or been to Glasgow, would know Soggy Hall Street. Used to be in a former infirmary on there, so he's just turned 60. I met him, he'd just turned 50. I met him about 3 months after his birthday. So so he grew up in South Africa, was there till about, I think it was, sorry, I get it wrong, it's either 72 or 73 when he left came to England, because it was obvious things were going to get pretty shitty. And he got into trouble over there but being part of the Progressive Party. He got his, he got his sports car bombed, set on fire, death threat, death notices published, and several of his many of his teeth sort of broken, or sort of jaw smashed while in detention. So he didn't make himself popular. He worked as a librarian there, but also kind of was very pro black rights and was anti-apartheid, which to make him popular with the regime. So he came to the UK and then sort of got involved with Gay Liberation Front. I met some of them just yesterday. There was a meetup of some of them, sort of this sort of a gay archive that's being, you know, gay history archive. So I met some of those people, including Betty Bourne, who are kind of slightly pre his sort of history, but all sort of living in squats in London in the early 70s and all quite radical, and well, mostly quite radical, but usually radical from either the gay rights perspective or socialist perspective. And John has become a legend in his own lunchtime, because he's not only was a worker of the SWP and International Socialists as well then, he also is now featured in an exhibition in Newham about sort of gay history in the East End. You can see his name and his influence in several things, including the East London Gay Centre, which became eventually Gay Switchboard. Not that they would ever tell you that. And they used to sort of help print the Private Eye, I think, or be involved with printing Private Eye, which kind of funded them. So, before I get more and more things wrong, so later times he's, I think it was in the 80s, he stopped doing that and was involved with information systems, which is what he teaches as a reader in information systems at Kingston. So now people who are long-term listeners to the podcast would know bits or a lot of this, because I've played various tracks, including one of the tracks from that album I just played, which I bought out in South Africa when we were actually playing while we're there in the sort of the hire car stereo. It's one of those sort of slightly cheesy, like, Sounds of South Africa type CDs, but it is actually very good, some very good songs on there. We went out there about, I think it's like 2 or 3 years ago to see his parents. Sadly, his dad passed away, but his mum is still going strong and is about 95. He's hitting the big 100 in about 5 years. May or may not be going out there at Christmas. So it's I like Africa. I love Africa. I think John thought I was going to hate the heat and hate it and whatever. And actually, the heat I didn't mind. It was very dry heat, and the fact it was very dry actually temporarily cured my asthma and not my breathing difficulties. They're all to do with being living in a damp, wet climate. And when I was there, I felt great. It was brilliant. there's a lot of divides in that country, but it is an incredibly beautiful country and very, very beautiful people. So I think it's probably about time, before I waffle on too much, to play a track by an album that John gave me. I think it was the time before he, or maybe the time before that, I don't know. One of the times he was in South Africa, he brought me back a CD. We don't usually, as you'll find out later in the show, share a taste in music. There is some overlap. But it's not usually something where, you know, we would necessarily have our song, so to speak, because our taste in music are quite different. But certainly that album is one I love, and surprisingly I know some of the lyrics. I can sing along to it even though I don't know language. So this is Louis Malanga and Eric Van Westen, or it's just on the name of Louis Malanga. I know I can't pronounce it wrong, it's Malanga, I think. And this is Zvina Shamisa. Just play a track.
Zvino zvandinoona pasi pano zvinoshamisa. Ndinoona pasi pano zvinoshamisa. Mepo kufuridza ichienda kwainoenda. Isu tigere pasi pano hapana kwatinoenda. Zvinoshamisa. 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 Zvino zvandinoona pasi pano zvinoshamisa. Zvino zvandinoona pasi pano zvinoshamisa. Mhepo kufuridza ichienda kwainoenda. Isu tigere pasi pano hapana kwatinoendawo. Zvinoshamisa. 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 Pasi pano zvinoshamisa. Zvino zvandinoona pasi pano zvinoshamisa. Mhepo kufuridza ichienda kwainoenda. Isu tigere pasi pano hapana kwatinoendawo. Zvinoshamisa. 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 Ndezvoupenyu hwedu. Ndezvoupenyu hwako. Ndezvoupenyu hweduwo. There's a penny walk, zvinoshamisa zvinoshamisa rega zvakadaro rega zvakadaro rega zvakadaro zvinoshamisa 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 zvinoshamisa
Well, you're my friend. And can you see many times we've been out drinking, many times we shared our thoughts. But did you ever, ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live, I won't let go. But can you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful. And position comes blacking in my mind. And that I see a darkness. 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 Did you know how much I love you? Here's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives. Together or apart, alone or with our wives, and we can stop our whoring and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, this isn't all I see. Oh no, I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. No, I see a darkness. Oh, no, I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? Here's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Just want to without
through my veins. Drown me in your rain. My desire carries no shame. My will harbor no pain. Wash, wash me clean. Mend my wounded seams. Cleanse my tarnished dreams. Swim through my veins. Drown me in your rain.
Underneath all currents. is where I'm staying. This is my home.
That's Anchor Song by Bjork. Yes, two Bjork tracks in one Radio Clash. What is the world coming to? And I think that section was to prove that I can do soppy on very rare, very, very rare, maybe every 10-year occasions. So you stick around for the 20th anniversary show. You might get something similar. Just think of it as kind of like a late, 2 week late Valentine's show. And then before that was Katie Lang's beautiful song, Wash Me Clean, from her In January album. That last one, Bjork album, is from the debut album. Yes, I know, a bit camp, but I do actually like Katie Lang's voice. She's got such a beautiful voice, and she's not really done, although her covers album All You Can Eat was pretty good, she's not really done as good as though that first album, which is kind of like, you know, country voice but with more of a sort of a pop, not really pop, but kind of more of a sort of pop sort of AOR backing, but it just kind of works. She just has a beautiful voice. It just works with her. And then before that, Walking After You by the Foo Fighters, the X-Files version, not the not-so-good version off the Colour and the Shape. That kind of reminds me, some of these songs are, well, I don't think there's anything really bad. There was a song by R.E.M. called Sad Professor, which should have been in the selection, but seemed to be a bit too down. So some of these songs remind me of, especially the first couple of years of the relationship, things were very up and down. And that song in particular reminds me of, and is related to, a time where in Ostley Park, which is our probably first big fight, where I gave back his keys, and it was all very emotional and very embarrassingly drama queen-like, and I feel very bad about it. But it was, after 2 years, it sort of settled down, and I learned one important lesson: never ever compare your relationship to anyone else's, because you're developing your own language. You are, you know, every relationship is unique. You should never compare them, because they're all different, and you are developing your own language. And especially with gay relationships, there seems to be more kind of less kind of ground rules, and you have to kind of like develop a lot of things from the ground up, because there's not all these sort of societal things saying you should do this, you should do that, which I think you should ignore anyway, because usually they're bad advice. But you know, but in other ways, there's absolutely fuck all difference to anybody else's relationship, really. There are a lot of commonalities, but there's a lot of differences between everyone's relationship. So I learned that the hard way. So those two songs, and Jenny Cash, I See a Darkness. I can probably hear Bicycle Mike going, yay! Which is ostensibly a very dark song. It's written by Bonnie Prince Billy, I think his name is, Will Oldham. That's the album which has Death to Everyone on it. And it's kind of very, very, very dark, but I think the sentiment at the end, you know, saying, you know, save me from this darkness, you know, I love you. It's actually written about, I think, drinking buddies or someone he's friendly with. Or I kind of question, especially as Will Oldham is quite cute, but anyway, that's just me. That is the, how platonic that love is. That's a very deep, and especially the time I heard it, that cover done by Johnny Cash, and he's actually got Will Oldham on backing vocals on that version. I kind of was in a kind of a platonic relationship with someone who is straight, and it went very deep. Not anymore, but at that time it was quite deep. And it's interesting how love does not necessarily have to be sexual. And then before that was Zuni Shamiza. I got that totally wrong. By Louis Malanga and Eric van der Westen. And the translation is, because they've handily put it into the inlay, the wind blows and wherever it goes and whom it touches, we don't know. It's a miracle to get carried away with it. Which, I mean, in one sense, it probably doesn't totally fit. I was tempted to put Ndiwe, which is a love song, on there. But that's actually my favourite song from the album. And John gave it to me, so it kind of has a special meaning. So I mentioned before that we have different tastes in music. This is probably the first time, well, not necessarily the first time because I have guests on the show, but one of the first times I'm going to play a tracks that I, nearby artists I probably don't actually like. This is more John's taste, although I don't mind these versions. So he's a big Wagner freak, he's a big Handel freak, and he's a big Bach freak. I hate Bach, I really hate Bach, I really, 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 really hate Bach. But I'm going to sort of put that aside for once and play a very good cover of Bach. But first we're going to have, and I'm sure you're going to be thinking of helicopters and Apocalypse Now and coming over the horizon, versus Ride of the Valkyries by Wagner.
Thank you.
That's Wendy Carlos, formerly Walter Carlos, with Jesu, Joy of Man Desiring by Bach, obviously from the Switched On Bach album. That's the closest to Bach you'll ever hear on this show, in its original form anyway. And then before that, I do hope you love the smell of napalm in the morning. That was Ride of the Valkyries by Wagner from, I forget which one it was, one of the Ring Cycle. Who knows? Yes, it shows you how much. I actually had to sit through Parsifal once, all 5 hours of it. Things You Do for Love. And also I sat through Passion for St. Matthew as well by Buck. That was not a lovely experience. But one of the good experiences we had recently is we saw Handel's Agrippina, which is a Handel opera, one of his, I think it's probably one of his last Italian operas before he came to England. And I share John's love of Handel, otherwise sometimes I find it a bit too repetitious and too much singing about trumpets, but that's Handel for you. But it was quite moving, especially with singing English, which helps. I'm not really a big fan of opera in foreign languages, even though that sounds terrible, but I've seen, you know, Madame Butterfly and either Turandot or Tosca, one of those, and various others over the years, even a Haitian voodoo version of The Magic Flute, which was odd. Good, odd. But, you know, in various languages, even Don Pasquale, which I couldn't make head and hair of what the hell was going on about then. But, yeah, it's more of John singing the opera, but I do like Handel. And so we went to the E&O, we were there last Friday, and it was a very, very beautiful, and at the Colosseum, so it's all sort of the Roman finery there, and it sort of fits Agrippina, because Agrippina is a story of Claudius's other half, wife, and Nero's mother, or adopted mother, yeah, mother, and of course you know how that turns out, but it's all about the love story between Ottone, or otherwise known as Otho in real life, and Poppaea, because they're all based on real people, and the sort of all the scheming, you know, of Agrippina, who's a real kind of queen bitch character, you know, like a bit like Meryl Streep in Devil Wears Prada, that kind of whole sort of, you know, evil bitch, and her machinations and how she gets defeated in the end. So there was a very touching, though I could not find the English version, because there don't seem to be many English versions of this. I hope the E&O performance, which was done by, design was on by David McVicker, and it's quite modern. It's very good. I do hope they put it out on DVD or record, because it's well worth hearing in English. And I have to say, this is for note for Jeb. One of the songs is "No, No, No, Love Will Never Tear Us Apart." I don't know whether the Amanda Holden who did the libretto translation was making references to Joy Division, but it was a bit like, what? Was going, "No, no, no, it will never tear us apart, love, never tear us apart," and thinking, what, you know. I don't know if Ian Curtis was a Handel freak, but I found that quite funny, and I couldn't find that one, but this is from one of rare iTunes sort of purchases. This is Capella Saveria, Nicholas McGagan, and Drew Mink, Minta, that's it. And this is an aria from Act 3, Percio di Stringa. So that's me signing out. You can find out more about Radio Clash at Radio Clash there. Yes, we're going to have running out of time. You find out more about Radio Clash at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I love to get feedback. Especially if you send me audio feedback, I will play it on the show. I'm not one for reading out emails, but certainly I do like to get them. And you can comment on the blog. So that's me signing out for this special edition of Radio Clash. I have to say one thing, John, I love you dearly, and here's Handel, and I'll speak to you soon. Porque eu te estranho.
Friday, you're home.